getting ready to go. I'm gonna be in California tomorrow. Flying out tomorrow. I'll be in Pleasanton, California, performing at the world-renowned Tommy T's Comedy Club. So if you know some people in the Bay Area and Tommy T's, y'all come out, pull up on your boy, man. But she's back in the news again, y'all. I've done jokes on Jada Pinkett Smith, but she's back again. And, you know, this whole relationship with her and Will, I really think they just need to sever ties because she don't want to be there. And whatever promise that they've taken to never get divorced under any circumstances, I think it's time to break that promise today. I think this is it. I was sitting here watching her in an interview, and this is what she had to say. Let me switch my screen here. All right. Let me add this to my scene. Oh, there we go. There we go. So y'all check this out. Here we go.
There's so many.
It because right. I said, is this true?
Right.
Was that in 2016, you and there are so many surprising things in the book, but the thing that surprised me the most, that I actually had to reread it right. because I said, is this true?
Right.
Was that in 2016, you and Will decided that you were going to live completely separate lives.
Yes.
It was not a divorce on paper,
right.
but it was a divorce. So from the year 2016, which is 7 years ago now,
yes.
y'all have been apart.
Yeah.
So look, you telling me this whole time you guys have been separated and y'all been torturing us this whole damn time. This whole time. You've been sitting the man at the red table, torturing this man, embarrassing him. And y'all ain't even been living together. Well, the man risked his career, his livelihood by slapping Chris Rock for you. And this is what you do. Now, for you guys, since we had that interruption, I'm talking about Jada Pinkett Smith, and my sound was out because I'm trying to add all this stuff to it. But I'm going to play this clip one more time because some of you guys might have just tuned in. But let's just play this clip.
There's so many surprising things.
Let's play this clip.
That surprised me the most, that I actually had to reread it
right.
because I said, is this true?
Right.
Was that in 2016, you and Will decided that you were going to live completely separate lives.
Yes.
It was not a divorce on paper,
right.
but it was a divorce. So from the year 2016, which is 7 years ago now,
yes.
y'all have been apart.
Yeah.
Okay. As I was saying, if y'all saw this clip, if you just tuning in, I'm talking about Jada Pinkett Smith and how, you know, this whole time, and I speak as a group, I just believe the United States is now being tortured at this point. I believe we're being tortured. So you're telling me you've been embarrassing this man at the red table talk. The man is fighting for his love, fighting a dead man for his love for you. Your daughter is writing letters to a dead man. You got into entanglement with a 20-something year old who was the best friend of your son. And this whole time, y'all wasn't even together at all. But you didn't tell us that. It was just everybody sitting at this red table, all these rich, elitist, super successful black people sitting at a red table digging for problems that they don't even have. that they don't even have, just looking for anything. And this is even before the slap. Just looking for hair. Oh my God, I can't. And when I told Jaden, I mean, they just sitting around crying about nothing. When I told Jaden, he could not take my Lamborghini and only use my Benz. I knew I wasn't a good person. Like, and this whole time, y'all ain't even been living together. But you're still together. You're still married. I'm going to say this. I think it's time for y'all to just go your separate ways. All right? I understand y'all took some type of pact to say we're not going to get a divorce under any circumstances, but you pretty much are. You said it's a divorce, but not on paper. So just cut the ties, Jada. We want to see you happy. There's no reason to stay in this situation just handcuffed in misery. And if you're going to do it, be quiet about it. Because you guys are such big celebrities. You don't have to. You're coming on ABC, NBC, Facebook News. Like, you don't have to do this. Just do it in silence or just leave. This isn't necessary. Like, why are we here? Why are we here? Is this an attention grab? Is that what it is? Because you got it. You have our attention. But what you guys fail to realize is being so privileged, being the super celebrities that you guys are, you know, there are not a lot of people that reach those pinnacles. And us being working class, or just working people just trying to keep a roof over our head, we find it very, very difficult to have empathy. We just do. We find it difficult. You know, we would all love to cry tears in our money baths. But this has gotten too far, and y'all just need to go on and call it quits. The kids are grown. Hell, I don't even know what y'all waiting on. The kids grown. They out of there. They done got emancipated or freed, and now they done moved the hell up out the house. So I don't know what you're waiting for at this point. Just let it go. And Will, you wasn't even living with this woman, and you up there risking your career, slapping Chris Rock in the mouth? For what? For what? I don't understand it. We are in a very, very weird period of time where we're seeing a lot of our, and it's not just them. There are a lot of other celebrities that I don't know, that they're looking, a lot of these celebrities are just digging in their bags, just looking for any problem to identify with the common man. I guess that they want to keep us drawn in somewhere because there's a disconnect where you have hundreds of millions of dollars. It's very, very hard to connect. And I guess it gets lonely up in the big mansion on the hill. But we tired. We are tired. I'm speaking as a group. We're tired. And we can't keep doing this. I was looking at another podcast today with our good uncle Shannon Sharp, and he had Tommy Davidson on his podcast. Y'all even came up on that podcast with Tommy Davidson. And I'm gonna pull that one up. Let's take a look at this one. Is this gonna come? All right. Yeah. There we go. We're gonna add this one. So let's check this out. Let's see what Tommy had to say, guys. Let's see what Tommy had to say.
Yeah.
Carl, you try.
Yeah.
You try to put his wife in a lip lock.
Yeah, yeah. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't find out that for 15 years because he never told me that. See, he came into the trailer and I was sitting down, right? He's standing over me like this. And he's like, I don't appreciate that, man. I don't appreciate that. And I'm like, well, what you talking about? I always know to play it off.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. And I'm going, what's going on, man? Tell me what's happening, man. And since he was standing,
yeah,
and I was sitting, I'm a real nice fella. I mean, that's about physics.
Right.
So I'm like, you know, oh, man, what's going on, man? I mean, hey, man. He's like, I don't appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? And Jada's going, Will, Will, I'm saying, but I mean, what's happening, man? Now, you tell me what's happening. You know when a dude does this.
He bite his bottom lip. He about to do something bad.
He might do something, right? So I'm like, you know, I did the whole, you remember the snake?
Yeah.
I did the snake. Well, what, you know, and got up.
Right.
And then I was like, you know, so what are you talking about, man? And I was still in that posture.
So you didn't really know what he was actually talking about?
I didn't, but I know what he was doing.
Right.
So I was like, come on, man. I mean, what's up? Just tell me what's up.
Right.
Yeah, you know what's up. You know what's up. So finally I just said, this is a small place and people are here. We should talk about it.
Right.
Me and you outside, because it looks like you're going to need to get something off your chest. Right. And then Jada was like, oh, no, y'all. And I was like, what do you mean, nah, y'all? Tell him. And that was the end of that.
Right.
And here we are back again. Like, man. So you was even going to beat up Tommy Davidson. You were going to beat him up, Will, over this woman. There's been so many run-ins with comedians. I guess Tommy didn't. I guess at this particular time, maybe he didn't know that that was Will's woman. He's trying to go out with it. And now Will, 6'2", very strong and solid man, standing over this very small comedian, because Tommy done picked up a little weight. You know, Tommy was skinny and looked like a crackhead. You know, he was looking very crackish back in those days. And he was going to break Tommy Davidson in two. This relationship has been tumultuous, to say the least. I don't understand it. I just don't get it. Just cut the cords, guys. Please, let's cut the cords. Because this is just too much. It's too much. And shout out to everybody in the chat. I see y'all. Like I say, I'm trying to figure all this out. I see everybody. Shout out to Marvin Sellers, Dr. Dandruff Podcast, Mazetta Curry. I see everybody in here. Miriam McHenry, Marvin Sellers. So we go keep it moving. But this is just ridiculous. I don't really understand it. And for the love of God, it's time. We need to have a big, or maybe, you know, because I know this is an attention grab. Maybe you guys can do a reality show about getting a divorce and calling it quits. And then we can tune into that. And then you guys can gather back around at the red table again. And everybody can hold hands and cry. And then, you know, maybe Chris Rock can come out and hit Will in the back with a white chair. I don't know. But this is where we're at right now. And the whole world, this whole industry of Hollywood, this entertainment industry, is imploding. It's really getting bad. You're seeing celebrities come out as pansexuals, and it's just a lot. It's really a lot to deal with right now. And we have a lot going on too. And like I said earlier in this podcast, it's very, very hard for us to have empathy for super rich, famous, multimillionaire, beautiful people. It's very, very difficult because the price of gas is too high. The interest rates are through the roof. People can't buy homes. We don't want to hear this shit. Stop. Just stop. So moving right along, did you see the travesty that they called the BET Hip Hop Awards? That was the worst shit I've ever seen in my life. I'm going to stand on that. I also want to say a shout out to LL Cool J and all the OGs for coming in to save the BET Hip Hop Awards. I watched it in bits and pieces. I got my information. I watched the BET Hip Hop Awards through the Shade Room primarily, so I could be a little bit off. But from what I saw, it was good fucking garbage. Just garbage. Just these people can't perform. They don't entertain. I don't know what's happening. I don't know. See, as a people, as Black people, I think we were so good. Like, we still top tier entertainers, but I think we were even better in the 70s, 80s, and 90s because we critiqued each other. We need to start booing motherfuckers again. What happened to the boo? boo their ass off the fucking stage. As a comedian entertainer, I've gotten booed. I hear a lot of comics that often say, I never got booed. And I look and I watch, I said, nigga, you should have. These are softer times. We need to go back to those hard times of the boo. We desperately need to call the Sandman. The Sandman. The Sandman should have been on the BET Hip Hop Awards sweeping their asses up off of them stages, man. Because it's ridiculous. They don't know. They don't know nothing about projecting, being an artist, like a routine, some type of practice, anything. Like, it's pathetic. Pathetic. And also, too, I heard some rumblings. Now, I know that Tyler Perry attempted to buy BET. Somebody attempted to buy it, but I believe, and I could be wrong on this. I should pull that up, but I don't want to mess this up. But I believe that Paramount is considering consolidating or merging BET, well, dissolving it and merging all that content into just Paramount and just absorbing it all and getting rid of it. And, you know, I hate to say this, but I won't miss shit because I don't watch BET. I don't have an app. And even though I'm on BET's new season of Comic View, but I don't give a fuck. It is what it is. I have to tell the truth because I'm here for the people. So I don't, you know, it's what it is. Sell the shit off. Get rid of it because it's a travesty. And you got girls, see, I mean, the songs, the... Where are we right now? That's all I want to know. Where are we? So I'm going to keep it moving. I saw also in the news today, Mikey Williams, a basketball phenom. I guess this guy was a young basketball player. The guy, Mikey Williams, I don't know if I can. Can I share my screen? Let me see. Anna? See, it's not gonna work. Nope. I can't do it right now though. But yeah, Mikey Williams, basketball player, guy was, I guess, pretty good, young guy, now facing 6 felonies in California for a gun charge. This guy, Mikey Williams, I saw him play, like he got like this NIL deal or something like that. He was hooping since he was a baby or something. Just a really talented, talented guy. But unfortunately, he's gotten swept into the streets. And I guess Mikey had gotten one of those NIL deals while he was in high school. And basically a NIL deal is a name, image, and likeness deal. And some of these kids are getting $4 or $5 million even before they, you know, go to college. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, them getting the money because they deserve it. You know, if they're selling jerseys, that you know, their name, if somebody's profiting on it, they need to eat off of it. But they might have to start putting that money in a trust or something till they 19 or 20 to really understand what they have, because now this kid facing these felonies, it doesn't look like he's going to make it to the NBA at this point. And if you want to see one of the saddest documentaries in the world, which to me was somewhat of a horror show, watch that Lenny Cook documentary. Lenny Cook was like the number one basketball player in the nation over LeBron. And I don't know what happened. Well, I don't remember the whole thing, but I just knew it was sad. It showed him, this high school player with LeBron and Carmelo, and then he ended up in a backyard at a cookout with some people, and you know, they were all big, they got the big backs, and they just out there, and that was just the end of his whole hoop dream. So I really don't know guys. Very, very unfortunate. Very, very unfortunate what happened to this young man. And I think I'm going to wrap this up. And before I go, like I said, I'm going to be at Tommy T's October 13th to the 15th. I'm trying to get a look. Let me see if I can show this. Right, let me see. Okay, he refused to sign in blood, so they ruined his life. Come on, what are we talking about, Kaida? What are we talking about? Y'all be saying anything. Let's see what. Now, right, the money is to keep them powerless, as they do not have the power. Money has never been our answer. It is our will to stand in dignity. That's why. Hold on. That's why I willing to sell it.
What?
And we are not willing to stand toe with this society of white supremacy that wants to keep us in a position that is powerless. The machine, the will, the police, the gears engineered to move at a certain vibration where we never possess power. Why do you believe we don't have power? We do have power. I can't accept that. I can't accept that, Brother Duff. To say we don't have power, that renders me powerless. If I am powerless, what is my will to wake up or to do anything? You know, if you are powerless, if you believe what you're saying, Brother Duff, why get up in the morning? Why go to work? Why don't you just sit in the house until you're gone? Like, I can't really accept that. We do have a lot of success in our community. You know, I'm not denying what's happened in the past, but, you know, we got more millionaires than more black millionaires, more black entrepreneurs, more black people in positions of power than we've ever had in any time in history, other than when Mansa Musa, when we were just all in Africa. But no. I can't accept that, Brother Duff. I'm going to have to disagree with you. I know your mind won't allow you to see. Okay, so we don't control the resources, okay? All right. Well, we have hella power. Yeah, you gotta believe you got some power, man. I don't really like to walk in that mindset of this predestined or predetermined life, right? Like, okay, like, we don't have any resources. But when you look at it from an individual basis, like, okay, the white people own the power company, but it's one white family. That white family isn't given the power to all the white families for free. They have to pay for it like you and I do. So I feel you, but then I don't feel you. So, but anyway, guys, I got to start doing this shit a lot more often so that I can get better and better in doing my transitions. And if you could see what I got on this screen, it's very, very confusing. And what else is going on? Y'all want to talk about anything else? Let me see. What else? Boy, y'all coming in today. Unity scares the ones ruined running the country. Racism is a tool of Satan. That's right, Hamp. We all have a purpose. Because at the end of the day, we all going to die anyway. So none of this shit even matters. All this fussing and carrying on, it don't even matter because the human life is so short. When you look at the lifespan of a human compared to the relative age of the planet is like 4 billion years old. The average lifespan of a human, what are we, 70 or 80 years? That's a blink of an eye. You take it 4 billion and put 80 by it. And I mean, we just specks of dust on this ball, bro. Like, so. Yeah. Well, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I think this is it. What's up, Trip? I see my brother Trip in there. Trip Jones, the great brother Tripper Jones in the house, y'all. Shout out to Trip. I wish my applause would come on, but I can't even hear it. It's so weird. that's doing that. But anyway, well, guys, we're going to wrap it up. I'm getting the hell out of here. I'll see you guys tomorrow or whenever I come back. All right, Mozetta, thank you again for tuning in. All right, I'm wrapping this shit up now. This has been another episode of LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. Once again, thank you guys for always showing love and pulling up on me. And shout out to everybody again that came to my show in Atlanta. One day when this thing makes some money, maybe I will get me a producer, because whoo, this is getting rough. I hate to say it's getting hard, but it is definitely getting, let me see if I can find my new scene. All right. There we go. Well, okay, guys, I'm going to get out of here. And I appreciate the love. Y'all take care. I'm LeVar Walker.